This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's likely you've heard someone express lately just how hot it is. And that's not only for humans, but for animals as well. We're joined now by Janet Winnikoff, Education Director for the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. We're not wearing fur coats and we're hot. What do we need to look out for when it comes to our pets in this weather?
I think that we need to keep in mind that if it's hot for us, it's going to be hot for our pets, and that whenever possible, we want to make sure that they are indoors, comfortable with air conditioning, water, and food.
What about walks? Is it best to shorten up walks? I have a dog that'll walk miles at a time. Should I bring a bowl of water or some water along? What's the best way to deal with that?
Usually it's best to take your dogs out for a walk early in the morning or late in the evening when the sun is down. And also, you can go ahead and bring some water. They have some really cute water packs now that you can take for your dogs.
Can I trust my dog to know its limits? Will he know to come back, or should I watch him for signs?
Absolutely watch your dog for signs and make sure that he or she is completely hydrated. So you do want to make sure that you have water with you at all times, that you're not going too far from home, and again, that you're not walking your dog right in the midday heat.
What would I look for as far as signs that maybe we need to get back inside now?
You do want to look for heavy panting, lethargy, a general slowdown in your dog's demeanor. But sometimes what can happen is those signs may not happen until you're about a half a mile or a mile away from the house. So that's why it's always best, if you're going to be doing walks with a dog who's really active, stay close to home, but maybe just go in circles that are closer to your home, so that if your dog tires out or you start seeing those signs that your dog needs to be rehydrated or needs to be in cooler temperatures, that you're pretty close to home.
Do I need to watch out for sidewalk and pavement heat?
Absolutely. The sidewalks, the pavement, that can heat up very quickly as well. And so, especially in the summertime here, the temperatures can really injure our pets' pads. So that's why, you know, again, it's really a great idea to walk your dogs early in the morning or later in the evening when things have cooled off.
I'm thinking that just like people, bigger animals are more susceptible to heat.
Well, bigger animals can be susceptible. Some of the dogs who have the heavier coats, but also our senior animals. You know, a lot of people in our community have animals who are 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. And those animals love to be walked also. But the heat can really take its toll on those animals. So, again, you want to make certain to keep things short. Really pay attention to your animal and stay close to home.
If I'm thinking maybe my dog's in some distress, are there things I can do to make it feel better?
If you suspect distress at all, you want to go ahead and make certain that your pet is in the shade or someplace that's cool. Make sure that there's access to water. And of course, contact your veterinarian immediately. You don't want a situation to rapidly spiral out of control. So if you do sense that there is anything in terms of severe distress, make certain that you can contact your veterinarian and get some advice. Your vet's going to go ahead and give you some information and ask some questions about what's going on with your animal, so that he or she can make a determination as to whether or not your animal needs to be seen immediately.
We've been speaking with Janet Winnikoff, Education Director for the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.